Blessed be God,
the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. So begins our second reading, Paul's beautiful prayer of blessing called the Berakha, a traditional form of Jewish blessing. And that's why we come here, isn't it? It is to bless God, that is, to adore him and to surrender in thanksgiving to him, especially today, for the superfluity of grace that he showers upon Evan and Samuel. We bring Evan and Samuel today for baptism because we know that we are saved through grace and not by works, by anything that we do. So it was by grace that Amos, in our first reading, prophesied. As he said himself, he was not a prophet. He did not belong to a company or guild of prophets. He did not have a certificate from the Spiritual Prophecy Institute. He had no credentials. As he said, he was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore figs, but the Lord called him to prophesy. Purely by grace, Amos had no credentials, but it was God who called him. And so today, Paul says that God has chosen Evan and Samuel in Christ before the foundation of the world. Obviously, Samuel and Evan did nothing to merit that. It is God's free gift to them to choose them. And St. Paul says that God has destined Samuel and Evan in Christ to be his sons through Jesus Christ, simply because God wills to do so for these two boys. So we stand amazed at such excess of grace. But you know, it's true for all of us who are baptized Christians. God set his eyes on us, and he chose us as his sons and daughters, as St. Paul says, to the praise of his glorious grace. We do not have credentials to be sons and daughters of God. We have done nothing to deserve it. But God has chosen us for that. Now, who says that we Christians don't practice child sacrifice anymore? What do I mean by that? Well, St. Paul says also today that God has chosen Samuel and Evan that they should be holy and blameless without blemish before him. Holy and without blemish. Do you know that that is cultic sacrificial terminology from the Old Testament that Paul is using? Holy means set apart. Without blemish, well, that means fit for sacrifice. Just as the Israelites were told to set apart a lamb or a goat from their herds and flocks that was unblemished, to offer as a holocaust and sacrifice to the Lord. So when we bring our babies to the church for baptism, that's what we're doing. We are dedicating them to the Lord. Because once we bring them for baptism, they are not our own anymore. Not to be used for our own selfish agendas, but now they belong to the Lord. And that is what St. Paul is talking about for all of us who are baptized Christians, that we offer ourselves in sacrifice to the Lord, that we belong to him. As Paul puts it so well in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he says to all of the baptized Christians, he says, I urge you then, brothers and sisters, remembering the mercies of God, that is, his grace, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, dedicated and acceptable to God. That is the kind of worship for you as sensible people. Yes, as sensible people, we no longer take goats and sheep and burn them in Holocaust. But now we offer ourselves to the Lord. That is why we baptized Christians come at least once a week to this altar of sacrifice. For the holy sacrifice of the Mass. To offer our bodies and our souls to God through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ. To the Father for his purposes. No matter what has happened throughout the week, we come back again to place our bodies on this altar. And we ratify that every Mass, every sacrifice of the Mass, by our loud, joyful singing of the great Amen. Paul also says that through baptism, Samuel and Evan are redeemed through the blood of Christ. As Paul says, according to the riches of his grace. You know, Evan and Samuel could have been saved by only one drop of Jesus' blood. But because Jesus is rich in grace and not miserly, what does he do? But he dies on the cross for Evan and Samuel. Now, of course, redemption is freedom purchased for a slave or a prisoner by a ransom price. And the price has been paid for Samuel and for Evan and for all of us baptized Christians. We are no longer slaves to sin. We have been redeemed, and now we obey our Master Christ. And finally, Evan and Samuel have, as St. Paul says, have been sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. With baptism, they are marked henceforth and forever as the Lord's own. And they are thus entitled to God's grace and protection. And so it is true for all of us who are baptized Christians. Through the grace of baptism and confirmation, by which we are indelibly marked with that baptismal character, that seal of the Holy Spirit, to be identified with our Master Christ, to belong now to that merry band of his, like the 12 in our gospel today, to be identified with him and to continue his saving work by being agents of healing and reconciliation, by driving out demons, and by proclaiming good news. And so we baptize Christians every time we come to church. That is why we dip our hands in the holy water, reclaiming that baptismal grace, that pure gift that was given to us, those baptismal waters, by which we were saved through grace. And so we say, in the name of the Father who chose me, the Son who redeemed me, and the Holy Spirit who sealed me. Amen.